Hello down there. Yael and I are broadcasting today's show from high above the ground in a hot air balloon so you can have what we call the AHA experience. Our AHA question is, how do you steer a balloon?
You know, that's a good question, especially since we're up here now.
Aircraft such as jets and propeller-driven planes have a way of pushing themselves forward. They can also bank left or right.
But a hot air balloon doesn't have any way of pushing itself forward. It can only go up.
Or down. So how can it move around?
Let's see. The balloon can only go up or down. It can only be moved vertically.
But something else moves horizontally.
The wind.
The wind moves horizontally. So the wind carries the balloon. But then how can you change direction? Remember, you can only go up or down.
Then there isn't any way. Wait a minute. Aha! I get it.
Got it?
You change direction by going up or down until you hit a different air current. At different heights, air currents will be blowing in different directions. By rising or dropping into the right currents, you can steer your balloon horizontally. Generally, winds tend to veer to the right as you gain altitude. Usually, you can change direction by 90 degrees or more in the first couple of thousand feet.
This is why windy days are bad for ballooning. You want air that is generally calm and currents that are well defined. Most often, hot air balloonists go up in the early morning or near dusk when wind currents are gentle and predictable.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from balloonist Bill Oliver. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.